Michael Grady is a local pastor. On August 3rd, his 33-year-old daughter, Michelle, was standing outside El Paso's most popular Walmart. She'd just given some money to kids raising funds for their soccer team. Then bullets started flying. A gunman shot her 3 times, but after multiple surgeries, she survived.
She's home now, and she's still doing outpatient care with wound care. The psychological and emotional trauma continues every day.
Grady testified Monday in front of the Texas Senate Select Committee on Mass Violence and Community Safety. Police say the alleged gunman in the El Paso shooting targeted Mexicans and drove 10 hours from his Dallas suburb to carry out the massacre.
Michelle, she said, "Well, Father, I'm not a Mexican American." I said, "But bullets don't know who you are."
Grady had a message for lawmakers.
I'm convinced today that the greatest thing that the Texas legislature could do is to try to come up with common sense gun legislation.
These personal stories and recommendations are what committee members want to hear. Both the House and Senate versions of the group are seeking input on the types of policy changes that could prevent more violence. Not exactly an easy thing to nail down in Texas.
We've heard a lot about, of course, from victims in terms of what impact those shootings have had in their lives, family members of victims.
State Senator Jose Rodriguez serves on the committee and represents El Paso.
We've heard from gun rights people whose attitude is that to combat violence, you have to have more guns. Everybody should be armed.
Rodriguez, a Democrat, has his own opinions. He supports red flag laws, which would allow the state to confiscate weapons from people who've been deemed a danger to themselves or others. But he says right now, the committee hasn't come to any conclusions or started crafting proposals for the next legislative session.
No, at this point, we've been listening, but there will come a time when we'll start deliberating in terms of coming up with a report and recommendations.
For now, the 9 committee members say they want to hear concrete suggestions from the public. In El Paso, they listen to invited speakers like Jaime Esparza, the El Paso County District Attorney. Esparza acknowledged there's no one solution that will end mass violence, but noted that many shooters, including several in Texas, have a history of violence against intimate partners.
In Plano, when that shooting occurred, some domestic violence was part of that. In the Sutherland Springs, it was as well.
He'd like to see legislation requiring every county to come up with a gun surrender protocol, something lawmakers touched on in 2019.
Maybe you all will address this with some more energy and we would have success here.
After invited speakers, the public had a chance to weigh in.
I stood ready to put my life on the line to protect our precious freedoms for over 2 decades. I am appalled and disgusted that those freedoms are under attack today from our own legislators.
Hate and discrimination are learned behaviors, and we do a huge disservice to all of those who need help when we blame mass shootings on the mentally ill.
Guns are not inherently good or bad.
Red flag laws save lives.
This absolutely defines Texas. 4 mass shootings, 65 dead, and we're still living in a state of fear.
This was the Senate committee's 3rd public hearing. Last week, they met in Odessa, site of the other August attack. They'll hold another in Austin next Wednesday. Then the idea is they'll come up with their own recommendations for the 2021 legislative session. But some lawmakers, like State Senator Jose Rodriguez of El Paso, don't want to wait and have urged Governor Greg Abbott to call a special session on gun violence. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.